Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We have Harry Douglas in for Key today. What's going on, Harry?
What up, baby?
What's up, fellas?
Why you got the Carolina blue pants on, man?
Because we're going to get into a subject later on. I may need them. Okay. I may need them, Jay. Okay. Well, no pun intended.
The subject off the top, as you could hear, is Kyler Murray signed that monster new deal. But as it turns out, he needs to study X number of hours for it, it turns out, a week. Or they can void the contract at any time.
What?
Like, I mean, on the one hand, I know a lot of people are thinking, yeah, you give me 40-something million a year, I'll study 4 hours. That's not a problem. I used to have to study more than that in school for free. But, Jay, this does not sound like it's a like most athletes think this is a good deal.
So, two things, and I'm hot on this. Number one, I think this is an embarrassment for the Arizona Cardinal organization.
Say it one more time, Jay.
It's an embarrassment for the Cardinal organization. For this to get out, and for that independent study clause to come out. I was talking to two of my boys over the weekend. One works in construction. One is a police officer. 4 hours a week of studying film as a stipulation to mandate that you end up getting your $251 million. Like, people out there are struggling, grinding to make ends meet. I know you stated that off the top, Max. But still, people work their asses off day to day. And this is a stipulation that gets out? And that's embarrassing, number one. Embarrassment, number two, HD, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like we're on a similar page here. I'm going to invoke the late Kobe Bryant. He told me something one time that really blew my mind. It was everything about life. The more you learn to fall in love with the process of work is the more successful you will be, right? Put in the time. So obviously there's language stipulated in this contract that proves that this dude is not in love with the process to be great. And you reward that with one of the biggest contracts in the history of the NFL? You
know what Mike Tyson would say, that Cuss used to say, Cuss D'Amato's original trainer, what intensity is? Doing something you hate like you love it. Even if you don't have the love like Kobe had, even if you got to do it like you love it.
And Max, I'm not mad at the guy getting his money. Get your money, Kyler Murray. I'm never trying to take money out of anybody's pocket,
100%.
HD. But at the end of the day, the Cardinals, like, hold firm in that. Hold firm in your stance about what standard of excellence you want to have from a leadership position when it comes to your QB, HD.
Now, y'all want to know what I define discipline as? Doing what has to be done even when you don't want to do it.
It's kind of like Tyson in intensity. Yeah.
And this being in Kyler Murray's contract, it is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for me being a former athlete that you have a quarterback of the team who's supposed to be one of your leaders and has to be better at it as well, but he's supposed to be one of your leaders and one of your star players on your team and the player that makes everything goes, and you have to put that in a contract. So what that tells me, number one, they know Kyler Murray probably isn't doing what he's supposed to do, because let me tell you all about these iPads that we have, right? When I was playing in the NFL, we had a receiver that didn't look at his iPad for 6 or 7 weeks. You want to know how we knew? Because the head coach went to the IT department and said his iPad hasn't been open in 6 or 7 weeks. So they monitor everything. And I read a report about, okay, it wasn't Cliff Kingsbury or Steve Kahn that wanted this in the contract. It was the owner. Well, let me give y'all a little lesson here. Who reports to the owner? The head coach and the GM. So obviously it was something that they said that made the owner want to put this in the contract, if those reports are true. But for me, it's just sad to see this, man, because it shows that, okay, Kyler Murray isn't a hard worker. It shows me that he isn't watching as much. 4 hours?
A week, not a day, HD, a week.
Jay Will, I watch 4 hours a day. Now, Jay Will, and I don't even play football no more.
Nerd. Max, oh, sorry. Who said that? That's not nice.
Amendment B, player is engaged in any other activity that may distract his attention. For example, watching television, playing video games, or browsing the internet while such material is being displayed or played could result in the contract being voided.
How would they know that?
That iPad.
Everything.
Yeah, but if he puts it on, that registers as him studying. How would they know?
Because you can see like what people are actually going to on the iPad.
Okay. All right. Look, what I mean is you could go to something on the iPad
Max, you know, the New York Slick comes out of Max.
I'm trying to figure out how to get around it.
There's always ways to get around it.
Let me tell you my take on this, guys. Number one, from the athlete's point of view and their agents and everything else, it's like, oh, why you put this in the contract? It's not really a guaranteed contract. What, you can avoid it? For it's ridiculous, right? Don't give in to the team. Don't do that. From most people's point of view, it's like, damn, $160 million guaranteed? All I got to do is study 4 hours a week? That's easy. Let me tell you from Kyler's point of view for a second why I think it's, and then from the team's point of view where they made a mistake. From Kyler's point of view, let me tell you why I might sign that if I were him. Number one, if I'm the type who knows, oh, that's no problem, I do that anyway, then no problem, here, I'll sign it because I'm going to do that. It's in me. That's what I do anyway. If I'm the type that doesn't do that, even 4 hours a week of film study, and I've been just getting by on my natural ability, that's going to be good for me. And with the carrot of the $160 million or the stick of it being voided, I know now the one thing I didn't do, which I need to do, which is study, I'm going to do that now because I'm not going to give up that dough. So either it's no problem for him or it's going to be good for him. That's number one. Now, from the point of view of the team, why put it in there? To my eye, it doesn't look like Kyler's problem is he doesn't know the playbook. And if he doesn't, it doesn't seem to be affecting anything because they're winning all the time when he's healthy and on the field. The problem with the Cardinals, with Kyler, has not been that he can't win when he's on the field. The problem's been he can't stay on the field because he's small.
Well, Max,
and this is a big man sport. And I
would disagree with you on your take about the fact it's not the playbook, because literally – a couple years ago, he said, I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens, Murray said. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much.
But can you break now, down? Can you sit there for 4 hours, if not 20?
For 168 hours out of the week, all you're asking is for 4 hours. That's an embarrassment.
Let me say this real quick, Max. Yeah. When you look at how they finished the season the last 2 years, finishing 1-5, including the playoff game last year.
He wore down, dude. He's small.
But at the same time, the offense didn't look the same either. It was stagnant. It didn't look as fast.
But my point is, guys, here, you know what I put in the contract? $160 million is voided if you're not 6'3". I mean, the problem is he's short. So I would make sure you have to grow at least 1 inch a year. Like that, if you want to address the problem in the contract, the problem seems to me to be Kyler's size and immaturity, yes, based on what his own teammates say. But he's a little dude, guys. For all the immaturity, if he doesn't study, da-da-da-da, they're undefeated usually in the first half of the season or something close to it.
But, Max, you want to see your leader be consistent with habits. I say it to my daughter and my son every day. Champions have championship habits. So let me further read to you what the NYT New York Times profile continued to say. Sometimes when he needs a break, he turns his eyes elsewhere, either to video games or his favorite movie, The Great Gatsby. So all I'm saying is
his favorite movie is The Great Gatsby. Yeah. It's okay.
By the way,
the book is fine. Yeah. It's good. It's not great. And the movie is good. It's not great. Like, it's his favorite movie. Immediately, I would have questions about this guy.
We just had a dude that came on our show 6-7 months ago from his team, former player, that kind of called him out on his leadership style, behavior. You see these stipulations in the contract. You hear about this stuff. For him to be rewarded that way, it's a bad look overall.
And here's my thing, though, Max. If he's doing what he's supposed to do, this is never even in the contract, period, anyway. If he's watching film the way he's supposed to, if he's studying the way he's supposed to, this never even reached the contract. It never goes in the contract.
Max, we're talking about watching 4 hours of film.
Which is
you have 168 guys, hours in a week.
You remember Mike Vick in his prime?
Yeah. Yes.
Mike Vick was a phenom in his prime.
And he'll tell you to this day that he wished he would have done more.
Now, exactly. That's where I was going. Mike Vick will tell you he was the last one in, first one out. The opposite of what you want the quarterback to do, right? So youth is wasted on the young. Now Mike Vick understands what he wishes he really fully understood back then, because he had the curse of the gifted. The reason Michael Jordan, LeBron James, you know, like the best of the best, or Patrick Mahomes, whoever, are so rare is when you are gifted like that, you can slide with the work ethic. So the ones who are gifted and then work as though they don't have any gifts, they're the hardest workers, are the greatest of the greats. And Mike Vick didn't know that at the time fully. He didn't fully understand it. So Kyler is in that position now. The best thing you can do, if you want to keep him to get the good stuff, is maybe what they did, guys, is maybe say, you don't understand this yet fully. We're going to help you do that right now. You want the dough? At least 4 hours a week.
I want to know who leaked it, though.
That's my thing.
If you're the Cardinal organization,
why let that get out? You can't let that get out.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Guys, would a duo of Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum make the Celtics the team to beat in the East? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, HD, Harry Douglas, in for Key, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
So, we can't get off this Great Gatsby thing.
Well, because it's Kyler Murray's favorite movie.
Let me just say something.
I have a confession.
What's that?
No.
Mine is Love Jones.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. Your favorite movie is
played out like an A-track.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's better than
Great Gatsby.
If love is in the title of the movie, I ain't seen it. That's number one. I know
love
it's not
Jones
for me.
That's you should watch Love Jones. It ain't bad.
Yes, Max. It may help you out.
So here's the thing.
Trying to put you on the game.
Here's the thing. The there's something called the Western canon, guys. This is like the great works of Western literature, right? The Great Gatsby, insofar as it is even included in the canon, it's really not. But if some people do some schools that teach it in high school or junior high school, it's like an all-star alternate. It didn't get voted on the team. It probably shouldn't be there. But, all right, a couple guys got hurt. A couple books were out, and here comes the Great Gatsby. That's how it's perceived among serious scholars, right? Like, if it's a classic work, it's barely, then it's a kind of a minor one.
The green light.
Now that's the book. Now the movie from that book, which is fine. I saw it. It's not bad. It's pretty good. How could anyone watch The Great Gatsby and that be their favorite movie?
What is your favorite movie?
You know what changed over the years? What I said for years when I was a kid was The Godfather, because that was my favorite.
Yeah.
And then Goodfellas. I loved gangster flicks.
The Godfather's house actually is for rent now in Long Island.
In Long Island.
You can rent it out. $50 a day.
Where's Paulie at? I'm like Paulie in Goodfellas. You can call me the Don. Paulie, what's up, baby?
Yeah, there he is, Paulie.
But there's like, what's your favorite movie?
I would probably, when it was a kid, kind of growing up, it was probably Gladiator.
Okay.
Just during college, because I just loved it. Battle. But now, I'm Training Day, man. I love Denzel. Training Day is my joint.
Training Day is a good flex.
My top three: Love My Jones, man. Life, and Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Yeah.
Yep.
For the kids?
No. For
Life
me.
Is good. Life is a Life's a sweet movie.
For
yeah.
me.
Ratatouille.
Yes.
Why
Ratatouille? I can watch it 1,000 times and like it'd be fine.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
I've seen yes. Ratatouille because I got kids. It's fine. It's like
I have okay. questions about that.
Harry, your movie list is what, maybe
is
worse
a, is
than
a rat that grows up cooking in New York.
You're letting yes. a rat cook
I've
your
seen so
food.
Damn many every cause? Morning I walk up to the studio.
Well, that's many is not.
First of all, Jay, I got to get back to Gladiator. Yeah. Gladiator is a formula movie that's like they made the same movie 3 or 4 times. The Patriot is Gladiator.
Yes.
There's one or two others, but it's the same thing. The farmer who's peaceful, used to be a warrior, doesn't. Then they take his family and now he turns it into a revenge movie, and those always work.
Is this not why
you
were here?
Favorite?
Are you not entertained?
Favorite movie? I don't know.
I thought Max was gonna choose Top Gun.
I've never seen Top Gun.
Iceman. Harry Douglas on our extra segment said that Ratatouille is one of his top three favorite movies.
Yes.
Top three of all the movies in the history of the movies you've seen.
I love to cook. I love to cook, guys.
Yeah. There is something. There's a lot of other movies around cooking.
That plays a big part in it, too.
There is something to be said about art, whatever, even commercial art, for what it's worth, is that when it's your favorite, you're not claiming this is the best. You're saying this is my
favorite. Yeah. Understood.
Right? This talks to me. This is what I like. That's different than saying, let me rank the best movies ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the top is Love Jones, though.
Love Jones.
Played out like an A-track.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Don't worry, we're just kicking it.
I'll give you an example.
Gladiator is mine.
My favorite rapper is Ghost, right?
Okay.
I'm not sitting here arguing he's the greatest rapper of all time. I'm saying for me, that's who I like to listen to.
But
the
nobody's
most.
Arguing that he thinks Ratatouille is one of the greatest movies of all time. He just
now, if someone said, what's the greatest movie of all time to you, what would you say?
Love Jones.
Love Jones, the best movie ever made.
Love Jones.
See, there's a difference. That's where I live. So if someone said, like, look, Jay-Z is the greatest rapper of all time, I can't argue with that. Right? Not my favorite. He's one of my, but not my very number one favorite, but I can see where if you try to make an argument,
greatest
he's number
movie
one.
Movie ever.
I'm trying to help you guys at home, okay? Love Jones. I'm trying to help the viewers, listeners, Love Jones. Watch Love Jones. If you need some help in your romantic life, watch Love Jones. I'm trying to help y'all out, man. Take the help when I'm trying to give it.
You know who has a Love Jones for free. Kevin Durant? It's the Boston Celtics.
Your transitions are the worst.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little bit of sports. Once we start talking Ratatouille and Love Jones, I got to get onto sports. Listen, I don't know what happened with HD. So the Celtics are among the teams to engage in talks with the Nets on a KD deal. And if they're willing to move Jaylen Brown, then actually when you think about who might offer them the best package, remember when I was saying, why can't the Bulls put DeMar DeRozan in a package if they want a star back?
Mm-hmm.
But DeMar is in his 30s. Jaylen Brown is in his early 20s still. Maybe, what is he, 24, 25?
I think 25.
I think he's 25.
He's not even maybe yet in his absolute prime. That makes sense as the centerpiece to a deal. And here's something else about Jaylen Brown. Two-way wing who played huge when it mattered most.
Mm-hmm.
I get it as a centerpiece of a package for KD, Jay.
Nope.
Why not?
Not doing it.
Why?
Don't want to do it. I'm not giving up Jaylen Brown. I'm not giving up Marcus Smart. I'm not giving up the heart and soul of my team. And look.
Oh, you're not doing it for the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. I'm not giving up. Yeah, because Brooklyn is asking for Marcus Smart.
What if it was not? What if they relented on Marcus Smart, but you had to give up Jaylen Brown?
They're not, because they feel like Kevin Durant is the best player in the world.
What
and if I'm the Nets, they're not. Are you listening to the hints I'm giving you, Max?
I understand.
Are you listening to the hints I'm giving you?
I understand. Wait, Jay, I know you hear a lot of things and from very reliable sources. What I'm saying is people's plans and minds can be changed.
Okay.
So what if, I'm asking you, if it was centered on Jaylen Brown and draft picks and this one and that one, but no Marcus Smart, would you do it if you were the Nets, or the Celtics, sorry?
If I didn't have to give up Marcus Smart,
correct,
and it were Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and draft picks,
yeah,
probably, because I'm potentially going to lose Jaylen Brown anyway.
So Marcus,
if you paid attention to what Jaylen Brown has said over the last several years, in particular when Isaiah Thomas was let go, he talked a lot about people in the front office wanted us to build the right culture around this team, and then they make a move like this, so I don't trust the culture. And there's been a lot of talk around Jaylen Brown in 2024 being a free agent, not wanting to stay there in Boston. So if you're telling me it's Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and some draft picks, yes, I'm heavily considering that. But adding Marcus Smart to the mix, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to jeopardize. What has made the last two champions feel
so
great?
Is this Chris Mannix, guys?
Did this you is Jaylen Brown.
On Jaylen Brown?
No, this is what Jaylen Brown tweeted yesterday.
Jaylen Brown. Someone just got my ear and said Chris Mannix. What was that, Shannon?
Yeah, but this is what Jaylen Brown tweeted yesterday.
Jaylen Brown's tweet right here is shaking my head, right? So, but here is what Chris Mannix said on NBC Sports Boston yesterday.
I don't believe that they're going to go much further than Jaylen Brown, some other rotation player, be it Derek White or Grant Williams or Peyton Pritchard, plus draft picks. Draft picks, I think, are fine. I mean, Brad Stevens has yet to draft as the team president and seemingly has no plans to draft ever again with how he's sort of flipping his draft picks left and right. So the Celtics won't blink at putting draft capital into this deal, but they don't want to include Marcus Smart in his trade package. They don't want to include another player in this trade package. As far as I've been able to ascertain, it's for right now, it's Jaylen Brown and little pieces and draft picks, and that's pretty much it.
That's my guy, Chris Mannix, does a great job, basketball and boxing, by the way, on this show, Keyshawn J. Will and Max. He's of NBC Sports Boston. So, Jay, I hear you. If I were them, I brought in Brogdon. It does make – I know Marcus Smart does a lot, but you do have a guy to start at point guard.
Plus, I mean, just the last two teams that have won championships. So Giannis with Chris Middleton wins their first NBA championship like in 50 years for Milwaukee, right? The road to that incredible place for those two and that team was something special.
Especially being down 2-0 in the finals.
Exactly. Golden State, their core, has stayed together even without Kevin Durant, finds a way – to win a championship. They did it the hard way. They didn't take the easy way out.
It's true.
Everything we've talked about for the past several years with this team that's been to multiple Eastern Conference Finals, just came off a world championship opportunity. They've done it the hard way. They've molded to this point. Now you're telling me you're going to package up the heart and soul? We've said so much of this run. Jaylen Brown's the attitude of this team. Marcus Smart was the heart of this team. I'm not then going to let that go in return for Kevin Durant. And I don't know how it's going to affect the way Jason Tatum is even leading the core of this team. The culture then gets reset and changes again.
Harry, I hear that totally, what Jay just said, because he's not wrong. Even when they threw super teams together at the highest possible level, like the Miami Heat, they went to four. They lost two to the Spurs, who built it the right way the whole time. One to Dallas, one to the Spurs. And the Spurs were just as good as the Heat, basically, during that run. But let me just ask you this right here. Your roster has Brogdon at the point, Tatum and KD as your forwards, Time Lord as your center. How you think you're going to do in the East?
I like my chances. I like my chances in the East. And from KD's perspective, do I want it to happen? No. But from the Boston Celtics perspective, I think it'd be good for them because they actually have to get over that hump. We got to remember now, the Eastern Conference is not like the Eastern Conference is going to get easier. Chris Middleton is coming back. The Boston Celtics would have never beat the Milwaukee Bucks if Chris Middleton was on that team. It already went to seven games without Chris Middleton. The Philadelphia 76ers are going to be better this year. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a full offseason to be able to be in that system with Doc Rivers, to be able to know each other. And then they added P.J. Tucker, Daniel House Jr., and they added DeAnthony Melton, the guy who can come off the bench and just add instant offense. So they're going to be better. The Cleveland Cavaliers aren't going anywhere. Those young guys are growing and going to get better. The Eastern Conference is going to get tougher. And if you're Brad Stevens, if you're Ime Udoka, you're looking at this saying, okay, we did get to the NBA Finals, but we didn't win against Steph Curry. If we had this matchup again and we have a guy like Kevin Durant and a Jason Tatum on the court, and that's one thing I love about having Mark Jackson on yesterday, is I asked him, man, so many people are worried about the bench and the role players. When you have a Kevin Durant and you have a Jason Tatum, you can fill in those other spots.
Yeah, but
because those guys are going to be getting warm up, wide open jump shots.
It's hard because Malcolm Brogdon has a history of foot injuries.
And KD.
So if he goes down, and KD has a history of injuries as well, being at 34 years old. So I hear what it looks like on paper, but if you're willing to sacrifice your depth, then I put you on the bind.
It's such an interesting question. I don't think there's an easy solution.
I can't pass on no KD.
But is he still KD? Wait. I'll tell you what I mean. I don't mean offensively he's still great. But he's played how many games? He has not played a full season since the Achilles. So it hasn't really come close to a full season since the Achilles. And he's no longer a great defensive player. And now he's a willing defensive player, but not a great one anymore. And he's 34. Like, those are real things, as amazing as he
it's
is.
It's different when you have a rim protector like Robert Williams, too.
That helps it is. That's a good point. 888-729-3776. Say ESPN. All right, so you heard the deal. Would you put Marcus Smart in a deal with Jaylen Brown and Kobe White and draft picks for KD if you're the Celtics?
Derek White.
Kobe Who'd White, I say? Place, oh, Kobe, sorry. I said when I say Kobe White? So, yeah, I meant Derek White. Bulls. I meant Derek White. Is Tyreek Hill putting unnecessary pressure on Tua and the Dolphins' offense?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It has been really quiet of late on the Kevin Durant watch. Woj finally gave us a little nugget. He said the Boston Celtics now are in the mix.
That's just like you got mama sweet potato pie in the pan that somebody cut off and they ate all the pie. It's only a tiny piece. And you taste that pie and you want more. See, the Boston Celtics, they tasted that success. They went to the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant is the whole sweet potato pie. They want all of it.
Could bringing Kevin Durant in put us over the top? I think the answers for the Celtics, yes. But of course, at what cost, what price for Boston?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Jay, you convinced me. The real difference between, say, KD going to Golden State and this proposed trade to Boston, the reason why Boston shouldn't do it if they still want Marcus Smart, is KD had a ready-made unit in Golden State that he just got airdropped into. They didn't really lose anything they actually needed, right? You can talk about, well, they have a big center in Bogut who they don't have to stop, right?
He was a free agent.
And he was a free agent, and you couldn't play the death lineup with him because he didn't have range and stuff like that. Okay. This would be different. This would not be KD being parachuted into a ready-made situation. Now he's putting them over at the top. This would be replacing the ready-made situation with Kevin Durant. You still have a couple of valuable pieces in Time Lord and Tatum, especially Tatum, but it's not the same thing. Now you are in Brooklyn's position. We hope Brogdon can stay healthy. We hope KD can stay healthy. We hope it all gels. Not in the Boston Celtics position, which is we've built this organically for years and we are ascending as a unit. So I think you're right, Jay. It's a bad deal for Boston.
I mean, I know what it looks like on paper. When you see Kevin Durant added to a Boston Celtics team, you get excited. But at the end of the day, if you're Brad Stevens and you're looking at realistically, you know, do I have to give up the attitude and the heart and soul of my team moving forward, considering we do have injury issues with Brogdon, even though KD is a prolific talent, we were just in the world championship. And I know Chris Middleton, if he were healthy, they might have been the favorite. They might have won that. But there is a big sense of this feeling amongst all the Boston Celtics players that they do believe that they were the talented team enough to win that championship series against Golden State. Grant Williams even talked about it, where they just don't believe that they were disciplined enough.
Well, that's
they
part
didn't
of
have
being
the
good
right
enough.
Composure.
Yeah.
It has to do with experience.
Yeah, 100%.
Experience.
100%. So, by the way, I felt that about the Warriors back in the day. They've gained championship experience. It shows up in crunch time.
So I got to ask you a question, Jay. If it was Jaylen Brown, Grant Williams, and Derek White and draft picks,
I do it.
Okay.
I would do it.
Because I would do that in the
I would do that.
In other words, what you're not going to do is remove two core pieces.
Yes, not removing two core.
The core of the Celtics, in my opinion, is Tatum and Brown and Smart and Robert Williams, Time Lord. I think he's part of that core because they're much different when he plays. I'm not giving you two of those pieces. Plus, you can have one plus other stuff.
I like the attitude that Marcus Smart and KD combined give me. I like the way that rubs off on Jason Tatum, who is the star of this team.
Michael,
so you need somebody to bridge that, right? Because if KD just comes in with Jason Tatum's naturally going to defer to Kevin Durant. And Marcus Smart would be the person, no, you don't defer. And KD, I'm sure, would tell him, don't defer. This is your team. You need somebody that can communicate that for those two players.
Good luck stopping a team with KD. This is why it's tantalizing, though. Good luck stopping a team with Tatum and KD. Michael in Chicago, you're on with Harry Douglas in for Keyshawn. J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning.
What up, baby?
There's absolutely no way I'm trading any part of the Celtic core for Kevin Durant at 34 years old.
Any part of it?
To me, looked average. To me, he looked average against the Celtics, so why would I trade for him?
Any part of the core?
Yeah, be more specific when you say core. Like, who exactly are you talking
about? Okay, I'm not giving up Tatum. I'm not giving up Brown. I'm not giving up Smart. I'm not giving up Williams.
Oof.
None of them.
You're not giving up anything for KD.
All right, man.
Well, you're not getting KD.
So, Michael, they asked for Jaylen Brown, Derek White, draft picks.
He's gone, Jay.
You're not doing it. Oh, he's gone?
KD looked average. Why would I trade for him?
So, I mean, look.
Well, he didn't look average.
He wasn't average throughout the season. He was pretty prolific. But he did look bad in that series. And he looked bad in that series due to the way that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown defended him. And the fact that his coach, Ime Udoka, for USA Basketball, watched KD train daily and knew his tendencies.
Yeah, remember when KD was young, the one thing you could do was deny him the ball. He wasn't physically strong enough. He addressed every weakness in his game at his peak. And I take his peak to mean what the series he got hurt in against Toronto. He had become impossibly great by then. Then the Achilles went, and now he is not the same overall player. He doesn't play as much. He doesn't play at quite as high a level, even on offense, but certainly not on defense.
But was Michael saying that he would take Jaylen Brown over Kevin Durant?
He wouldn't trade him.
He just wouldn't trade him.
He doesn't want to trade any of the core.
Okay.
I don't know.
What was that Q-Tip song, hey, Won't Trade? Max, remember that one? How'd that go?
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with you on that. I don't think KD is slightly off. I think he slightly, maybe.
Right.
But he's not as far off as your narrative you just built around.
Jay, offensively, he is playing at a stupid high level still. If I had to say which offense would I rather have, that KD
Max,
or this KD, I'll take that KD.
Max, defensively, he's still pretty damn good.
No,
bro.
I totally disagree. Defensively, KD is willing. That's awesome.
Max.
He's willing to take on the toughest assignment.
Max.
He is not
sometimes
as effective as he used to be.
Sometimes you can be a product of your environment.
So
Nobody in Brooklyn played defense.
I need Max, so you break down film for me. Because every film I've broken down, KD's not far off from where he was defensively.
But you keep saying not far
I'm
off.
Not,
is he as good?
Well, he's... I mean, he's more than serviceable.
I agree with that.
He's way more than serviceable.
I agree with that. He is more than serviceable.
You build it up like he's dropped
he
off
had
defensively.
Because people, I don't think you're holding in your mind how great he had become as an overall player at the end with the Warriors before the Achilles went. The two parts of his game that I was like, you know, for example, I'll talk about Giannis. The big thing with Giannis more than his shot is his handles. If his handles were 15% better, let's say, it's over. Like, you know, now we're talking about Michael Jordan territory. For KD, to me, the two things that made it like, oh my God, what are we seeing here? Because the offense was always ridiculous. Was the defense and the passing at Golden State. Those two parts of his game went to absurd new levels.
What clouds that sometimes is that the Brooklyn Nets was so horrible defensively as a team. So sometimes
that's
that could
point.
Be clouded.
Thank you, man.
And there's no way, Draymond Green on that team.
Let's not look at this in a vacuum here, man. I know we get... coming off the way things ended. But, I mean, it was only last year when he went head-to-head with Giannis and dropped that 50-point. people were like so, oh, he's incredible. He's incredible. He's a, and like, and now all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm just saying they may have dropped off. It's not, it don't work that way.
Well, what I'm saying is this,
Jay.
What did they say, Jay?
Oh, he dropped off. He's not the same.
What I'm saying is this. I point out.
What are you talking about?
Jay, I'm the one who points out constantly on this show, on this Just In, wherever, about when KD's, the subject of KD comes up, that last time he was seen before this year in the playoffs, he came within a hair of beating the eventual champions by himself. Is he that much of a different player now that people are sleeping on him like that? But even that player, Jay, to me, wasn't quite the same as the one pre-Achilles. And
of
we're
course,
now,
that was his first year back off the Achilles.
But what's going to limit the fact that usually, I hear that too. When you first get back, it really takes 2 years. 1 year to get back, 1 year to get back to
what
where
was
you
last
were.
Year?
But that's mitigated a bit by the fact that he's also past in his, it's going into his mid 30s. So as he's coming back off injury, he's also aging.
I understand what you're saying.
Because if you're telling me he could be the KD that we saw in Golden State, I'll give you the deal for whatever you want for KD. If you're telling me it's the same dude, I'll give you whatever you want for him.
Obviously, there's history of injury.
Is that the only thing?
Yes, in my opinion.
Tall in Knoxville. You're on with Keyshawn, yes. Jay Will, and Max, HD in for Key today.
So what's going on, fellas? Good morning. Hey, Max, I see you still ain't learned your lesson.
About
tell
what
him,
now?
Tell
from the clip. Me, personally, I'm trading Jason Tatum, not Jaylen Brown. I'm trading Jason Tatum, Derrick White, not Marcus Smart, and somebody else. But I'm not trading Jaylen Brown. I'm trading Jason Tatum.
That's a
dicey situation.
This turns into the argument, though. I mean, this turns into you will have a set of people that ride and die with Jaylen Brown. This is always it's split, right? I get that Jason Tatum is a prolific scorer, and his defense has gone up a notch, especially this year in the playoffs, and it's received recognition. But Jaylen Brown has always been that dude in the trenches that has felt disrespected. And that's a different energy he plays with. And he was their best player in the NBA Finals and throughout the playoffs.
Jaylen Brown is a little more limited. What Jaylen Brown is, to me, is this. He's not just a 3-and-D guy. He's more than that. But he's like the ultimate 3-and-D guy, right? Because he's 3-and-D plus. By the way, Klay Thompson is 3-and-D plus because he shoots out of this world, can defend, and he can get to certain spots that a lot of spot-up guys can't get to. So I'm not calling Jaylen Brown just 3-and-D. I get it. But Tatum gives you more dynamism offensively.
I think he has more upside.
Right. Jaylen Brown.
I agree with you on that.
That's more
so,
I agree with you on that.
So all the attitude and the defense and everything from Jaylen Brown is great, and he was the best player in the finals. I wonder about guys like this, Jay. I want to, and Harry, too. There are some guys who are dead-end players. And by that, I know it sounds insulting, but I always, the analogy I use is you go to McDonald's when you're a kid, they put that little kid's menu in front of you and there's a maze, right? And you do with the pen, you think you're on the right track and it gets you all the way almost to the end, but you run into a dead end. What's the difference really between that and coming to a dead end early? There's a right path to get to the championship, right? To get to finish it. And there are some guys, and I wonder if Marcus Smart fits into this category or Jimmy Butler, and I'm a huge Jimmy Butler fan, as you know. They're just good enough and tough enough, and will, and they have a strong enough will to get you almost to the promised land. But ultimately, when you get there, there's a more talented opponent that they come up against. Can they be a part of a championship team? Yes, I think.
Max.
But you can't be over. They can't be too big a piece of the championship team if their offensive game is not advanced enough, if it's not multi-dimensional enough.
First off, Jimmy Butler needs another running mate. Like that.
Yes, but a guy better than him probably.
Tyler Hero, at the same level. Tyler Hero was nowhere to be found in the playoffs.
Agreed.
Or Bam Adebayo in the finals.
Or Bam. So like that's I would never call Jimmy Butler a dead-end player, Jimmy is different than Marcus Smart, but I wouldn't call Marcus Smart a dead-end player either.
But what you have to factor into the equation. Yes, if you had an unlimited budget, you could keep adding pieces, whatever. But given what a guy's going to get paid, what kind of role he has in the offense, how big a presence he is on the team, That's what I mean. Could he be, if you had other pieces, of course Marcus Smart and Jimmy Butler could be on a championship team. They could be a nice piece of it. But if they're too big a piece of what you're trying to do, can you still win a championship compared to a guy?
Well, how is Marcus Smart too big of a piece? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, you said.
Because even on this team right here,
he plays
a distinctive role.
Yeah, he's a major piece on this team. Is it too big of a piece to win a championship on this team?
Maybe. You said going into the play to the series of the Warriors, mm-hmm. and I thought it was a good point. You convinced me of it. That, in fact, he was the most important player on either team.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only was he tasked with chasing Steph Curry around, but then he has to run the offense and he has to keep the ball moving. He has to make the right play. So he has to play high basketball IQ point guard
mm-hmm.
while trying to stop the most unstoppable three-point shooter who ever lived, yes. who can get to any spot he wants. Now, one of the reasons they didn't win is he couldn't do that well enough,
uh-huh.
right? Like, and so the question is, can he? Because you're always going to go up against the Steph Curry or someone like that once you get to the finals.
But that's why you bring in a guy that was sixth man on the Milwaukee Bucks team and Malcolm Brogdon that comes off the bench that gives you a higher basketball IQ and it doesn't limit the role of Marcus Smart.
So you think the Celtics can win a championship as is and you would not add KD?
I would not add KD for the package of Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown, plus Derek White and draft picks. I'm not sacrificing the depth of my team for that.
Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and draft picks, you would do.
Yes.
Cortez in Atlanta. You're on with Harry Douglas, J. Will and Max, here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
I listen to your show every day when I'm trucking across America, so I'm very proud of you guys and how far the show has come.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yes, I would absolutely trade Jaylen Brown along with Marcus Smart. Max, you're dead on with Smart being a dead-end player. He has a high defensive IQ, but as we saw in the finals, he does not make a lot of good decisions with the ball offensively. He's turnover-prone, and
going
I personally
back to college,
think he's
actually.
An offensive player. Defensive player, but he's inconsistent offensively. I trade him, I trade Jaylen Brown, and I trade whoever else they want for Kevin Durant.
So one thing that I think you're missing, my brother, is who's the leader of your team? That was a question I'll ask every Boston Celtics fan or basketball fan. Who leads this team?
See, the closer
who communicates, who talks, who says, no, Max, get your ass in the huddle. HD, you're not carrying your weight. Nobody else in this team really talks. Watch them play. Go sit. Let's call Brian Scalabrine. Let's call Ime Udoka. Let's talk about who leads vocally around this team.
The closer you get to the Celtics, and people have to pay attention to this, the closer you get to them, the more emphasis there is on Marcus Smart. The closer you get to the court, from farther away, there seems to be less emphasis. But the closer you get, the more you hear people like Jay saying, this is what Marcus Smart, he is indispensable. And you have to pay attention to that. Because the people who are closest to it think the most of him. That tells you something. The more information you have, the more you think of him. Jay, I think that some people from a different vantage point will say yes, but maybe those people close up aren't seeing the forest for the trees. That's what I mean by dead-end player. When you get up and you see all those things he does, you can't imagine what life would be without him. When you step back, there's more than one way to do it. And given what just happened in the finals, maybe people feel differently.
But I will say this, and obviously you see it when they have a young team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do need a player or two that can rally the troops, that can, you know, call out this guy. And we've seen Marcus Smart do that on multiple occasions. He is the heart and soul of that team. And I've been through it football-wise, Jay. I'm pretty sure you've been through it. When you rid of certain pieces and certain veterans, Max is crazy.
What?
When you get rid of certain people on your team and certain veterans, it's a knockout punch, though. It's a knockout punch. And you don't know how a Jason Tatum is going to react to it. You don't know how a Robert Williams is going to react to it.
Well, you know what you're saying, Harry? It's no longer the same team. You now have a different team, and it's an unknown. You don't know how it's going to all work together.
I agree.
This is a team. If you deal everything for KD, just a new team. You're starting from scratch with a lot of talent, but it's not the same thing.
So we had Jason Tatum on. Remember that conversation, Max? And I said, Jay, who leads the team? He's like, well, it's collective, you know? Like, and you could tell, okay, like, Jason Tatum, he leads in his own way on the play on the court, right? So if you take Marcus Smart, you take Jaylen Brown out, like, KD, have we seen KD lead a team?
No.
We haven't seen that in OKC with his play, right? But not verbally constructing, hey, you over here, you over there, come over here, hard moments. So then I ask, like, who becomes that? Is that Malcolm Brogdon? Like, I think Malcolm Brogdon is a good leader, but it's his first year on this team. Who was just just you remove that key cog? That's a huge loss.
You're creating a new team.
New dynamic.
New team. You're losing your starting point guard. You're losing your starting shooting guards, but your starting wing player. You're losing your backup point guard. The starting
defensive
point guard's
player
the leader. The two best defenders on the team. Well, two of the three.
Yeah.
So what should Boston be willing to include for KD? The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. All right, so we were going to get to it, but this basketball conversation took over. We're going to have to get to Tyreek Hill's comments, guys, coming up on Tua Tagovailoa and his accuracy. Jay and Harry have things you're not going to want to miss on this topic.
You know, plus, it's a stretch when you say Tua's full last name.
Mike McCarthy is tired of talking about his job security. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.